I tread on serpents and scorpions on a daily. I stand and walk in authority that he gave me. I'm a reflection of God, so watch me be the light. It's time that we show the world that Jesus is alive.
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to our special edition of our Thanksgiving message or our Thanksgiving Bible study. Thank y'all so much for joining us tonight. It is Wednesday. I know we normally meet on Thursdays, but thank y'all so much for taking a little bit of time out on your Wednesday evening to spend time around the Word of God with us. Listen, I know everybody's getting ready for the holiday tomorrow. I know everybody is already thinking about and preparing what they're going to be eating. As I think about it right now, as I look and smell around the kitchen, oh man, I smell the yams, oh, I smell the turkey, oh man. But yeah, but before we really get into it, before we really get into celebrating Thanksgiving, I want to take a little bit of time tonight and really dig into the Word around Thanksgiving. Amen. And so if you will, just give us about 30 minutes of your time tonight. Normally we sit around the Word of God for about an hour, but we just want to take a quick moment and give you something that I believe is going to be absolutely life changing. Because, again, this ministry is to help you walk in the power of God and help you walk in the power of God and experience the God kind of life daily. This is what this ministry is here to do. This ministry is here to teach. And so we believe it. We want to take every moment to make it available or take opportunity to teach. And so we really appreciate you guys for joining us tonight. That can't ever be stated enough. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So let's go ahead and get into the Word so that we can go ahead and enjoy the holiday. Amen. So that we can go ahead and spend time with our family, go ahead and spend time with our friends. Let's just go ahead and get into it. So again, we thank y'all so much for joining us on this Wednesday night for this special edition of Thanksgiving episode via Thursday night Bible study, via Thursday Thursday teaching, teaching Thursdays. but yeah, we're doing this on Wednesday. So thank y'all so much for joining us tonight. Y'all ready to get into the Word? Because I know I am. All right, y'all. So let's just get into it. Let's just get into it. Thanksgiving is typically one of those holidays. And again, go ahead and invite some family. Go ahead and invite some friends to join us tonight. Because like I said, we won't be before you long. I'm for real. We won't be before you long at all tonight. But I just want to share something real special that God placed on my heart because I believe it'll change your life again. So typically, Thanksgiving is one of those holidays where most people, they focus it around food, right? They focus it around food. And that's the thing that they typically think of when Thanksgiving is brought up. We're typically talking about, man, what we'd like to have, what desserts we're going to have, you know, what's going to be the meat, what's going to be the sides, what's going to be all these different things, right? And very rarely do we start it off with actually being thankful, you know, for it. And so we even start thinking about, man, who can we invite over, you know, who can, you know, what family member, you know, if all of our family is going to get together, where are we going to get together, all these different things. You know, we focus on all of those things. And then once we get done with that, once we get through with all of the planning, then we take a moment and we say, man, you know what? We really should be thankful for some of the things that we've been preparing for. We should really be thankful for just the opportunity to get together as a family, as a group of people, whatever the group is or whatever y'all call it, tribe, whatever the case may be. We really just, you know, being thankful is typically secondary or third, if we even get to it at all, a lot of times, because again, typically around holidays, people typically focus it in on the commercialization of it. You know, it's all about the turkeys. It's all about, you know, it's all about the food, the desserts, you know, you know, the gluttonous part of it, because a lot of people start talking about, well, you know, by lunchtime, I'm already trying to have my second plate, and I'm going to take a nap and then go have another plate. So we tend to get into these ideas and these traditions. You know, the gathering is nothing wrong with that, you know, but when you begin to drill it down, are we really talking about being thankful? Are we really looking at it as a part of Thanksgiving or giving thanks or making that the focus of why we're getting together? And again, I know a lot of us, we get together right before we eat, you know, we pray and we do those things, but and we ask, and typically some people make it a tradition and say, hey, give me one good thing that you're thankful for before they eat. And so it's a great practice. It's good to do. It's good to put that into the hearts of people. But what I really want to get into is this idea of doing it consistently, and not only doing it consistently, but having it become a part of you. And so as you can see at the bottom of your screen, we're talking about Thanksgiving, the grateful heart. And when you really begin to study the Word of God and what it teaches us to do, it's all about transforming our lives to become these individuals so that we can become this. You know, this is not something that God wants us to just do every now and then. This is not something that He wants us to become grateful. He wants our hearts to be full of thanksgiving. He wants us to always be thankful. He wants us to be constantly looking around for things that we can be grateful for, right? And so if we can ever get to the point where that's our lifestyle, if we can ever get to the point where this is what we just do, and it's not a second thought, it's not a third thought, this is, you know, this is how we live. This is just what we do. I believe our lives will be absolutely transformed because thankfulness, and you'll see it in scripture, and this is why I believe it's important to teach this and study this. You will see in scripture of what the results will be of a thankful heart. And the title of this is Thanksgiving, the Grateful Heart, because when you get to the point where your heart is grateful consistently, when you get to the point where that's just where your heart is, the blessing flows like never before. The blessing just operates. Watch this, because that's just what it's supposed to do. Just like you're supposed to be thankful, just like you're supposed to be thankful. When you develop to such a point to where you're just always thankful, or you're always giving thanks, or you're always thankful for something, the power of God shows up, even when it doesn't look like it's going to show up. Because the Bible talks about in different kinds of scriptures, we're not going to go to it tonight, but it talks about we need to be giving thanks in all things. And a lot of people read that scripture and they say we need to give thanks for all things. But the Bible doesn't say we need to give thanks for all things. It says we need to give thanks in or during all things. And what is the difference? What does that mean, BJ? Because a lot of people read that scripture and they be like, oh man, I'm thankful that I broke my arm. I'm glad, you know, this or I'm that. I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that I got in, you know. They begin to misunderstand what that scripture is saying, because when you read it, you know, like if you come out of it on the good side, you can be like, oh man, I'm thankful for that accident. It made me who I am today. Or I'm thankful for my broken arm because it lets me know that I don't need to be doing this again. And that's not what the scripture is telling us to do. It's telling us we need to be thankful in those situations, because watch this. We don't need to be thankful for a wreck. We don't need to be thankful for our arm being broke. Why? Because our arms are not supposed to be broken. We're not supposed to be getting destroyed in car wrecks. But we can be thankful in those situations. Why? Because God brought us out of those situations, and we can look in those situations and find things to be thankful for. For instance, I came out of this car wreck and I didn't injure myself, or I broke my arm, but Father, I'm thankful that I could have broken my entire arm, but I just broke my forearm. Father, I thank you that in that I'll be healed in this. And so the difference is not giving thanks for the calamity, but giving thanks in the calamity. Now, that's not really what we want to talk about tonight, but that's just an example of how the power of God can show up when we consider being thankful and we consider developing our lifestyle of being thankful so that the power of God can flow. So today, for just a quick moment, I want to share how power is released when we maintain a grateful heart, when we always find a way to be thankful for something. when we always find a way to be thankful for something. And if we can find ourselves being always thankful for something, we can always find the power of God showing up on our behalf. Glory to God. It's starting to rise up in me right now. We can always find the power of God showing up on our behalf if we find ourselves being thankful, because we can always look at our lives and see what we don't have. And we can always look at our lives and see what we could have. But how often do you find yourself just consistently waking up saying, you know what, Father, I thank you for the car I have. Father, I thank you for the job I have. Father, I thank you for the activity of my limbs. That's what we used to say in the church. Father, I thank you that I was able to get up. Father, I thank you for the job opportunity that you presented me yesterday. Father, I thank you for the increase that you gave me last week. Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. And those grateful hearts position us for the blessing to flow. Those grateful hearts position us to have the attitude of gratitude, as some would call it. Those grateful hearts position us to have the mindset and to have our spirits open to receive from the kingdom of heaven. But what ends up happening is when we don't find ourselves thankful, we find ourselves being closed off. Because why? Because thankfulness opens up gates. You know, the Bible says, enter into his courts with thanks, into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. You enter in through an opening because of your thanksgiving. Thanksgiving opens up doors. Whereas if you're not thankful, it closes up the doors, or it keeps the doors closed. And that's why you could find yourself in the situations that you're in with things being cut off until you find yourself being thankful for the things that God has done. Because all of us can sit here and say, man, I wish this could be happening. But also we can always be saying, God, we thank you for what you have been doing. Father, we thank you for still giving us the opportunity to do X, Y, and Z. Father, we thank you for keeping us. Father, we thank you for blood flowing through our veins. There's always something that we can be thankful for. And when we find ourselves in that position of thankfulness, in that position of gratefulness, we will find ourselves, I'm telling you, having the blessing flow like never before. So hold on for me real quick. I know that food's smelling good, but stay in here with me real quick. Stay in here with me real quick. We're going to learn something tonight. So I think we miss out on many things because we don't appreciate what God has done, and we don't stay in faith for what he's leading us into. We don't appreciate what he's done for us, and we don't stay in faith for what he's leading us into, because thankfulness allows us to maintain that gratefulness. It allows us to stay hopeful. It allows us to stay in faith because we're making the decision to be thankful about what God has done. It's hard to be in faith for something that you don't think is going to happen. You got to be thankful for what he's already done. Thankfulness maintains your heart. That's why the title of this message was The Grateful Heart, because we're talking about maintaining this position of gratefulness. We're talking about maintaining this position of thankfulness. All right. And so what I want to do is get into this scripture real quick, because I don't want us to miss out on the things because of an ungrateful heart. I want us to understand the power of thankfulness and the power of being grateful so that we can operate in the blessing like never before. All right. So let's go look at Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 and 16 in the Passion Translation. Colossians chapter 3, verses 15. It says this. It says, let your heart be always guided by the peace of the Anointed One. OK, it says, let your heart be always guided by the peace of the Anointed One, who called you to peace as a part of his one body, and always be thankful. That's key right there. And always be thankful. So right here is telling us, be guided by peace from the Anointed One, who called you to peace as a part of his one body. So he's asking you to be guided by peace, and he called you to peace. And then he says, always be thankful. Because thankfulness will keep you in that peace position. Now let's look at verse 16. Let the word of Christ live in you richly, flooding you with all wisdom. Apply the scriptures as you teach and instruct one another with the psalms and with festive praises and with prophetic songs given to you spontaneously by the Spirit. So sing to God with all your hearts. There it goes again. It's indicating the heart position here. It says, let the word of Christ live in you richly, flowing flooding you with all wisdom. Now, how can the word of Christ live in you richly when you're constantly thankful? And when you're constantly thankful, the wisdom of God will be flooding your spirit. The wisdom of God will be flooding your heart. And then it says, apply the scriptures as you teach and instruct one another with psalms, with festive praises and prophetic songs given to you spontaneously by the Spirit. So sing to God with all of your hearts. Now, pay close attention to this here. Pay close attention to this here. It's giving you ways on how you can be thankful. What did it say? It says, teach and instruct one another with the Psalms. Be festive in your praises, or have a praise in your mouth, or have something to be thankful for. Sing a song. Sing prophetic songs given to you spontaneously by the Spirit. How can things be spontaneously given to you prophetically by the Spirit? There are times when you can sing songs that are absolutely only pertaining to you, that God can give you prophetically, that you're praising him for and thanking him for in the midst of whatever you're going through. See, it's prophetic because it pertains to just your lifestyle. So when you get into that mode of thankfulness, only you know what you can be thankful for God for. Only you know what you're trying to get God to bring you out of, right? And so when you become thankful, songs and prophetic words can begin to flow, and festive praises can begin to flow, all because of a thankful heart. And so earlier in that scripture, in verse 15, it was talking about letting the peace of God lead you. And then it says you're called to peace. Now, let's talk about peace for just a quick second, because I believe you can't really talk about this without getting into peace. So peace, when you look at it, peace is this. Peace in the Hebrew means shalom, right? And in the Greek, it means earring. Earring is it's spelled E-I-R-E-N-E, earring. But it basically both has the same meaning. Shalom and earring has the same meaning. And basically what the meaning of peace means in both Greek and Hebrew means to have nothing missing, nothing broken. It means to have wholeness. It means to be whole. So when you look and see that word peace, when he says that he's leading you into peace, Jesus is saying, or the word is teaching us, that he wants to lead you into wholeness. And then he goes on to say he's also called you to this wholeness. Now, not only did he call you to wholeness, he's leading you to wholeness. And then he goes on to say the way you get to that wholeness is by being thankful. Are you listening to me? Did y'all follow that? He says, I want to lead you into peace, according to Colossians 3:15. He says, I want to lead you into peace. And then he says, I called you into peace. And then he says, be thankful, because thankfulness is going to lead you into this peace. How do we know thankfulness is going to lead us into the peace? Because verse 16 starts off by talking about, let the word of Christ live in you richly. What are we talking about being thankful for? We're talking about being thankful for the word, because a lot of times when things are happening, they're not in alignment with the word. That's why you don't want to be thankful for them. But when you begin to have this grateful heart, you begin to be thankful for the word operating in your life, because that is what's true. And now that thankfulness can lead you into the peace that the word is supposed to give you. Now the peace can lead you into the place of peace that Thanksgiving is trying to take you into. Glory to God. And so what I'm talking about is you being thankful and allowing that thankfulness and maintaining that grateful and thankful position to lead you into the place that God is calling you, to lead you into the place where God wants you to be whole, nothing missing and nothing broken. Somebody's like, BJ, what does nothing missing, nothing broken mean? Let me ask you this question. Are you missing anything in your life? Is your life full right now? Do you need anything? Because if you need something, you're missing something, right? If you need something, you're missing something, and something broken somewhere. You're not whole if you're needing something, right? You're not whole if you're needing something. And so basically what Jesus is saying, any need or any hole that you have in your life, I want to fill it. I want to call you to a place of wholeness. But the key to you getting to that place is being thankful for where you are right now and thankful for where I'm leading you into. Man, I hope y'all getting what I'm saying tonight. See, this is much more than just a prayer before you. This is much more than just thinking about to get to your food. This is something much more bigger than what we constantly talk about. Now, granted, you may have talked about this before, but how much are you applying this in your everyday life? Granted, you may do this Thanksgiving. You may do this on Sunday. You may do this on Wednesday. You may do this on Thursday when we normally meet. But how often do you wake up with this attitude of gratitude? Or if you wake up in a mood, do you even try or attempt to get to a place where you can be thankful and start thanking God for stuff? What are you putting into practice? Are you putting this into practice, or are you just letting things go by, or are you just letting the day go on? Because I'm telling you, you get into the place of peace, that shalom, that earring, you get into that place, it's basically going to put you in the, you get into that place, it's going to be dependent upon your thanksgiving. It's going to be dependent upon the grateful heart that you have. Is your heart grateful? Are you in that position? Are you wanting to be thankful? Again, notice how our hearts are guided by peace, by the peace of the Anointed One. And again, he's called us to this peace, which is his will for our life. It is his will for us to be at peace. He wants you whole. He wants nothing missing, nothing broken in your life. That's why he's calling you to it. Hallelujah. And then being thankful will be the key to maintaining what God has called us to and how your heart will be guided in peace. So when we talk about the grateful heart, we're talking about you maintaining this attitude of gratitude. We're talking about this position of thankfulness. We're talking about you consistently being thankful. God desires for you to not only have serenity or calmness in your life, but everything whole in your life. See, a lot of times people think peace is just quietness or calmness. No, when God talks about peace, all of that's included. As a matter of fact, part of the definition of salvation, which means wholeness, is included in this word that they use to define salvation. So when we talk about peace, God is also including your salvation. He's also including your wholeness. He wants the entire part of you well. You know, we say it a lot over here. He wants everything good. He wants everything well in my life. And the way that I can get to this place is by being thankful. It is by me giving thanks or having thanksgiving. Glory to God. He doesn't want any area untouched by his goodness. I need y'all to hear that. He doesn't want any area untouched by his goodness. That's what it means by being whole. That's what it means by having nothing missing, nothing broken. He doesn't want any area of your life untouched by his goodness. And it begins with the foundation of thankfulness. Now, when we have things missing and broken in our lives, again, we have the tendency to not be thankful because we're looking at what we don't have. When we have things missing and broken in our lives, we have a tendency to not be thankful because we're looking at what we do not have. However, thankfulness for what we do have will cause power to be released for the things that are missing or lacking in our lives. I'm going to say that again. Thankfulness for what we do have will cause power to be released for the things that we are missing. Maintaining peace in our hearts through thankfulness will settle us in times of confusion, frustration, anxiety, and anger. Maintaining peace in our hearts through thankfulness will settle you in times of confusion, frustration, anxiety, and anger. So somebody says, how can I apply this? Whenever confusion rises up, I need to be thankful. Whenever frustration rises up, I need to find something to be thankful for. Whenever anxiety or anger pops up, I need to find something to be thankful for. Because it will settle our hearts. It will settle us in those times of uncertainty when they try to creep up. Because thankfulness is that thing that keeps you even keeled. Thankfulness is that thing that keeps you living the word. Y'all remember we saw that in verse 16, where it talks about letting the word of Christ live in you richly. You being thankful will settle you and allow the word to operate in times of confusion, in times of frustration, in times of anxiety, in times of anger. Your thankfulness, yeah, you can have the right to be angry. Yes, something did happen, but allow thankfulness to rise up more than that anger. Allow thankfulness to rise up more than that anxiety. Allow thankfulness to rise up more than that frustration. because that'll be the thing that keeps you balanced and keeps you at peace and continues to guide you down the path to wholeness. Because if you keep anxiety and frustration and confusion there, you will stall your progression to the place of peace. That's why thankfulness is so important. This will allow you to, again, to remain led by God to the peaceful life he has called you to live. So let's take a moment daily when we get up to literally be thankful for what God has done and watch your belief for what is coming be settled and come to pass. I'm going to say that a little bit slower. So let's take a moment daily when you get up to literally be thankful. So when we get up in the morning, I want you to take a moment and be thankful for something. Be thankful for what God has done. Be thankful for what he's going to do and watch your belief turn into something that is going to come to pass. It's going to settle you in the place of that thing coming to pass, because all these different things that try to creep up to cause you to not be thankful, they're trying to get you off the path of peace. But thankfulness puts you back on. So if you're ever wondering why you're not heading down the pathway of peace, I want you to turn around and check your thankfulness. Are you heading down? If you're missing something and you're broken in some area, check, have you been thankful for the things that you need to be thankful for? Because if you find yourself being thankful for something, you will find yourself overwhelmed with the love of God. You will find yourself overwhelmed by the word of God, and your belief and your actions will begin to flow from that thankfulness to then take you down the path to peace and manifestation of the things that you're missing. Are you listening to me? I hope that's making sense. Thankfulness is the thing that keeps you on the pathway of the life that you need to live. Thankfulness is the thing that keeps you on the pathway of life that you need to live. And this is why I believe this message tonight is so important, because having a grateful heart, again, is much more than just saying, I thank you, Lord. It's much more than saying, Father, I thank you for waking me up this morning. Yes, that's something that you can say, but when it translates from the place of your heart, the place that creates your very life, it will begin to move you in the direction that peace is designed to lead you into. That's why I love that scripture that in verse 15 of Colossians, where it talks about peace is where he's leading me. If I follow the anointed one, peace will be my end goal, because he's called me to peace. And thankfulness is what will settle me and keep me down that path. Following the anointed one. I'm following the anointed one because I'm thankful that the anointed one, is taking me where I need to go. Man, oh man, oh man, this is good on the inside of me. It's going to come to pass as long as we remain thankful. It's going to come to pass because thankfulness will keep me on that road of manifestation. Thankfulness will keep me on that road of nothing missing, nothing broken. I am going to be complete in thankfulness. It is going to fill the gaps. It's going to fill in places where I didn't know that I needed filling in. Glory to God. Things that I didn't know was missing, thankfulness will fill in those gaps. Hallelujah. Thankfulness will fill in the gaps when I don't even know I need a gap to be filled. That's why we need to remain thankful, because if we remain thankful, we will continue down the place of peace, and we will continue to the place where God has called us to, and that is wholeness, nothing missing and nothing broken. Look at this, y'all. Let's look at this last scripture. And I told you I'm going to get y'all up out of here. Chapter 4, verses 15 in the New Living Translation. 2 Corinthians 4, 15 in the New Living Translation. It says this: all of this is for your benefit. And as God's grace reaches more and more people, there will be a great thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And God will receive more and more glory. The thing that I wanted to focus in on tonight is there will be a great thanksgiving, and God will receive more and more glory, because we're going down the road of peace and we're getting to the place that Jesus has called for us, which is that place of peace. And look at how this scripture starts off. It says, all of this is for your benefit. You being thankful is for your benefit. You being thankful is for your benefit. And as you're more thankful, God's grace reaches more and more people. Therefore, as grace reaches more and more people, there will be a great thanksgiving. Look at what God is trying to do here, y'all. He's trying to get you to be thankful so other people can be thankful, so he can take us all to that place of peace. I see that clearly in that scripture. He says there's going to be a great thanksgiving, not because you received the thing that you've been receiving. There's going to be a great thanksgiving because there's going to be multiple people, thousands of people, millions of people receiving the things that I have called them to in that place of peace, nothing missing, nothing broken. That's the great thanksgiving. That is the great thanksgiving. It is God's people all being in the place of peace because thanksgiving led them down that path. It was all for our benefit. And all of this is for your benefit. All of this is for your benefit. You being thankful. You being thankful. Hallelujah. Do y'all see the benefit of Thanksgiving? Do y'all see why this should be more than just one holiday celebrated? Do y'all see why? See, when you begin to understand more and you begin to study more, see, this is why we don't just treat Easter as this one day out of the year thing where we just celebrate Jesus's resurrection and then we go back to something else. No, Jesus's resurrection is what is the linchpin that keeps it all together. So now you're discovering tonight what's keeping you from the path of peace, what's keeping you from the place of nothing missing, nothing broken. It's thankfulness. It's your thanksgiving. It's the grateful heart that God is trying to develop in you. Now let me talk real quick about the grateful heart. The grateful heart is something that God wants to develop. Because see, thanksgiving is one thing, but the grateful heart is something else. And let me break that down. Let me explain that real quick. Thanksgiving creates the grateful heart. So the more you're consistent with being thankful, the more you're consistent with being grateful, it becomes what your heart is made out of. It becomes who you are. You become that grateful person. So the title, when we titled this The Grateful Heart, we're talking about you becoming this so that your end goal is peace. And that at the end of this thing, you will have nothing missing, nothing broken. You are becoming a person of thankfulness and thanksgiving rather than just trying to get thanksgiving to stay on the path. This is who you're becoming. This is what you're developing into. You're changing, you're growing, you're maturing to where you used to be quick to not be thankful. Now you're more thankful than you were yesterday. Where you were quick to complain about something, you're more thankful today than you were the other day when you were complaining. See, this is what we are becoming. The grateful heart is who I am supposed to be. The grateful heart is what I am supposed to have. It's no question what's in my heart, because what always comes out of me is thanksgiving. And that comes with development. Of literally waking up every morning being thankful. I'm creating the grateful heart by remaining and consistently being thankful and giving thanksgiving. And then once we all look up, we will find ourselves at the great thanksgiving, because all of us will be at the place that God has called us to. And that is the place of peace. Nothing missing, nothing broken. God desires for his glory to be seen in the earth. There will be a great thanksgiving as we continue to receive the benefits God has so graciously given us through his grace. There will be a great thanksgiving as we continue to receive the benefits God has so graciously given us through his grace. Hallelujah. The scripture says that Jesus wants to lead us into peace. He's the anointed one. He wants to lead us into peace. And he called us to peace. And then it goes on to say that we should let the word of God, we should be living and let the word live in our hearts. Let the word of Christ live in us richly. And when we do that, we will flow, all the wisdom will be flooded to us. And we do this through praises and thanksgiving. And this right here is creating the grateful heart in us so that we can get to the point of the great Thanksgiving. Man, this little message has so radically changed the way I thought here recently, because you just need to continue to put it into practice. You just continuously need to put it into practice. And I'm telling you, your mindset changes, your heart changes, your perception changes. Things around you begin to change when you begin to develop this grateful heart that we're talking about. When you put Thanksgiving into practice on the daily, when it comes to Thanksgiving, I mean, you know, again, it'll just be a time that you can come eat. But man, you've been developed in this. You've been developed in this. Thanksgiving won't just be a holiday for you anymore. This will be a lifestyle. And you will find yourself consistently at peace with nothing missing, nothing broken, because thankfulness led you there. Amen. All right, y'all. That's all I have, man. That's all I have for you tonight. Of course, y'all know I could say a whole lot more, but I ain't, because I know the smell steady creeping in. and I want to get y'all up out of here, and I want y'all to enjoy your Thanksgiving. I want you guys to enjoy your family. I really, really, really do. So just real quick, I want y'all to pray. As a matter of fact, I want to pray for you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the word tonight. Father, we thank you that it was transformative concerning an understanding of Thanksgiving. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to hear this word. And Father, we thank you for all the opportunities we're going to have to apply this word. Father, we thank you that our end goal will be peace, nothing missing, nothing broken, because thankfulness will lead each and every one of us there. We give you praise for it now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Listen, y'all, pray real quick about if God would have you to sow into this ministry. I know this word was life changing, because it was life changing to me. It's causing me to grow even now as I was teaching it. So I got to sow into this thing. What is God telling you to sow tonight? Give with a grateful heart tonight. Give with the heart knowing that you allowing the word living richly in you, you knowing manifestation of your seed is going to bring a harvest later on down the road. Give because God has given you the ability to give. See, when you start giving from the place of thankfulness and a grateful heart, you just start giving because you got the ability to give. You just start giving because, man, I remember a time when I didn't even have to give. So now I'm giving, not even knowing all the time that what you're giving is setting up your future provision. Give because you are thankful for what he has done for you, and make sure that you're giving out of obedience, because he's done so much for us. We have no reason not to give to him. We have no reason not to obey him when he asks us to give. We have no reason not to. I have no reason not to. So, man, I encourage you guys, give in obedience to what God is telling you to do. And I'm telling you, that is going to take you down the place of peace. It's going to take you down and get you to the destination of peace that everybody is so desiring to get to. We already know this and we believe this. So go ahead and just obey God. Be thankful for the opportunity to give. Be thankful for all the things that are going on in your life, and watch the wisdom of God flood your life and take you down the path of peace. Amen. So if you want to give, give via Cash App, $BJPiggyMinistries. Remember to put your email address in the for section. If you want to give via Givelify, you can give via Givelify. You can give via text to give. You can give via Tithely. If you want to give via text to give, you can give text give to 844-952-3394. If you want to give through Tithely, you can use the QR code. If you want to give through Givelify, you can use the QR code. All these different things allow you to give freely and give securely. You can give with a credit card, debit card, Apple Pay, Google Pay, all the pays, ACH transaction, whatever you want to do. Listen. Just obey God. Be thankful. And don't just allow this to be a one-year event. Allow thankfulness to become who you are so that you have the grateful heart. All right? So real quick, we're going to go through the announcements real quick. If you would like to become a partner with this ministry, I encourage you to do so. If you'd like to become a partner, go ahead and do it. It's Thanksgiving. I know you will. I know you're doing other things, but hey, God can say, hey, man, you've been putting it off long enough. Go ahead and be a partner. Send us a direct message. Send us an email. We'll get the partner email out to you. If you have a prayer request, if you have a testimony, we'd love to hear it. If you would like to be a part of the Daily Encouragement community, go ahead and send us your email address and we'll add you tonight, and you will start getting the emails as early as tomorrow morning. Hallelujah. If you would like to get our podcast, we release the podcast every Monday at 6 a.m. BJ Piggy Ministries on every single platform, right? BJ Piggy Ministries on every single platform. If you haven't followed us on all of the social media platforms, we encourage you to do so. And if you have, invite a family member, invite a friend, because if you're being blessed by it, I'm sure they will too. And if you haven't done it, I know a lot of y'all have done it since the beginning of this, but if you haven't done it, take a quick moment and say, hey man, I didn't even think Thanksgiving was that powerful. I didn't even know that Thanksgiving, I didn't even know it was in the scripture for all that matter. And so if you have somebody or if you know somebody that needs this word and you want to share this word, if God places it on your heart, go ahead and share it. Don't hesitate. Don't wait. Go ahead and share it, because this word will absolutely change somebody's life. Thanksgiving is much more than a holiday. Thanksgiving is more than just you saying thank you, Lord. It is you developing into the grateful heart and leading you to the place of peace where nothing will be missing and nothing will be broken. Tag a friend. If you've done all of that stuff, go ahead and do all of that. You can still do that after the live is over. You can go to the comments, tag somebody, and they can join the live on the replay. Go ahead and do it, man, because it will be an absolute blessing to them. Thank you so much for taking your time on the day before Thanksgiving, this Wednesday night. I know it's unusual because I know we normally meet on Thursdays, but again, thank y'all so much for joining us tonight. And just enjoy one another tomorrow. Enjoy one another tonight. Just enjoy your family. Rest, relax, and allow Thanksgiving to lead you down the place of peace. I'm trying to see if there's anything else that I need to say before I let y'all up out of here. I think that's it. I love y'all. See y'all next week. Next Thursday, we're coming back on next Thursday. It's not every week on Wednesday. We're going back to Thursday next week. So I'll see y'all next Thursday. I love y'all. See y'all next week. Peace.
If you would like to connect with our ministry, please email us at bjpiggyministries@gmail.com or follow us at BJ Piggy Ministries on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, or YouTube. This podcast is made possible by the support of friends and partners like you. If you'd like to show your financial support, you may do so via Cash App, Tithely.com, or Givelify.com by searching for BJ Piggy Ministries. Thank you.
I tread on serpents and scorpions on a daily. I stand and walk in authority that he gave me. I'm a reflection of God, so watch me be the light. It's